good continued work on that. Okay, we're on item 10, PR 2020-3688, preliminary plat SD 2021-196 for Greater Albuquerque Habitat for Humanity at 62nd Street between Cloudcroft and Chorus, represented by Isaacson and Arfman. Let's see, I think Fred Arfman is representing this. There you are, Mr. Arfman. We know that some of you have other business you conduct while you're waiting in the Zoom room, and that's A-okay. Let's see. Mr. Arfman, are you there? Or is there anyone else here with Ian Anderson? I just
yes, hi.
You. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Fred's here too, but I'll see. He might be on another call at the moment, so.
Okay. He seems like he just unmuted.
Yeah.
Oh. Madam Chair, this is Fred Arfman, Isaacson and Arfman. I am available.
Excellent. Can you give us your address and I'll swear you in?
Our address is 128 Monroe Street, Northeast, 87108.
Do you swear for him to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, go ahead and give us an overview of this project.
I'll let, Madam Chair, Fred Arfman here, I'll let Ian Anderson handle this.
Okay, Ian, you get to give me your firm address and swear, and I'll swear you in.
Okay, so Ian Anderson with Isaacson and Arfman. Address is 128 Monroe Street, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Ian.
Okay, so we are just submitting for prelim plat review. We are trying to resize a few of the existing lots to match our development. The plat is our vehicle to, do the land exchange for this. Are just collecting comments.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 10, which is at 62nd Street Northwest? Please raise your hand or press *9 if you're on the phone. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
This is Blaine from the Water Authority. Good morning, Ian and Fred. We do have an availability statement for this project. 2009-05 has been issued and sets the conditions for service. That one is currently beyond the one-year time frame, but because this project has been ongoing, that statement can continue to be utilized. Other than that statement, we do have no objections to the project as currently proposed. Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. Let's see here. The property's in an area of consistency, so contextual lot size will apply. R1B standards will also apply, and the property is within the overlay zone CPO2. And there was a previous calculation on sketch plat for the average lot sizes.
And what was the conclusion? Was this the same lot layout?
That's what I have to double check, because the sketch plat was in May of 2020.
Okay, and Mr. Webb is doing about three jobs in planning right now. So thank you, Mr. Webb, for all you're doing. Okay, so we'll check on that. And Mr. Arfman or Mr. Anderson, did you change your lot sizes from sketch plat?
This is Ian. So we did do a sketch plat in May of last year, but we did, pass the expiration date for that sketch plat review. We submitted back in September of this year for a new sketch plat review. And so the plat shown here hasn't changed since that sketch plat submittal.
Okay. And at that time, did we say the lot sizes met contextual standards?
Yes, I believe we revised to meet or to address those comments from May of 2020 and have it, I guess, meet those requirements here.
You don't have the date of your sketch plot, do you?
The most recent one?
The September.
I believe I can look it up. Okay. Not on hand, but I can. Okay.
We'll look through our things. Yeah. And maybe...
Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. I'm my computer is being extremely slow, but I'm trying to find those notes.
Okay, perfect.
Web code enforcement on the previous sketch plat, I hadn't had a chance to compare if there were any changes to the lot size, but previously the lot sizes were in range, so a variance was not going to be required. I just hadn't had a chance to double check that if there were changes to the lot sizes.
Okay. I think that gets us where we need to be right now. Let's go to Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. So we did have a number of questions at the sketch plat level, and I didn't see them like written in the packet. So I was hoping we could get those answered for the record. And then we're trying to figure out, you know, the treatment of the streetscape on Coors, especially since it's a city project. So perhaps you can answer some of those questions now, like what the streetscape is intended to be. And it does look like there's a retaining wall in the details, and will there be something on top of the retaining wall, and the gate at 62nd, you know, what that would be?
Yes. So I guess first off, the property isn't intended to be gated. There will be a gate to control access to our proposed pond, but we wouldn't gate off, I guess, the Coors Boulevard to our property. We aren't proposing any roadway connection to Coors Boulevard from 62nd Street. So we actually end the 62nd Street extension prior to Coors Boulevard right away. I believe we've offset it around 2 feet from the Coors sidewalk. So we don't really have a connection out to Coors directly. It's just situated around 62nd Street. I know a lot 55A, the rear of the house does face Coors. So we will have a screening wall along the back of back of that property. And the retaining wall is for the pond itself in order to create the storage that we need on site. And the top of wall would actually match existing grade. So it would just be a fence to prevent any sort of fall into the pond itself. And as for street landscape, we would propose to just match you know, what's out there currently. And I know it is pretty minimal along 62nd Street.
I'm talking specifically about Coors. And when you say there's only going to be 2 feet there at the end, is there a reason for that? Because that seems like that would be a good place to put something that would be a landscape buffer.
Really, that's to provide the access, the roadway access, shared access to lots 50A, 51A. And we were really just matching kind of what's out there currently along Coors Boulevard.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. The Coors Boulevard is of a classification that would require street trees if it was not a residential development. But given, you know, this is kind of a visible spot, it seems like some type of landscape treatment would be benefit to both the streetscape and the residents.
We can look at providing some sort of landscape trees, I guess, in that kind of triangular area by our emergency turnaround. Not sure if there's a site sketch up, but really that could be a location. Yeah, right there. that we were hoping to dedicate to the city, since it is, and we're going to have public right of way kind of bounding that property if we left it as a separate tract. But that would be a good location. We can propose a street tree or other landscape within that area too.
That would be good. Are you planning to donate it for management by DMD or perhaps maybe solid waste? They do median landscaping.
We could go that route. This was part of the discussion we were hoping to have here. Kind of seeing what your thoughts are with that portion of land, and if we needed to keep it as a separate tract. I know we are going to be maintaining the pond on tract A, so we can kind of tie it together if necessary in maintaining those two tracts if we weren't able to dedicate it.
This is Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Rec. I think it would be good to, I don't know, well, you know, have you had conversations with those other departments?
We haven't had direct conversation with those departments yet, but we can.
Well, we can talk more about it outside of this hearing. So I don't know if you want to include parks and then maybe have a conversation about how to treat that space against the street.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Somerville. Hydrology?
Mr. Miho, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of July 1st, 2021. We have no objections.
Transportation.
Good morning, Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Please provide a cross-section for the proposed roadway improvements. 5-foot-wide sidewalk is the minimum required sidewalk width per the newest DPM requirements. On the infrastructure list, specify both sidewalk, curb, and turnaround under the item description. Curb and sidewalk shall be specified on both sides of the road. Also on the infrastructure list, separately list the access easement requirement and type of pavement proposed for the access easement there on the north, far north end. Any kind of variation from the 5-foot sidewalk requirements shall require a DRB determination, and that would be in the form of a justification letter. On the exhibit provided, show and label the existing Coors Boulevard and sidewalk that's being tied into. It's just very busy in that area. I just want to make sure everything fits with that limited space there. Also verify with DOT that they concur with the layout since the proposed subdivision is adjacent to their way. Any work within DOT requires a permit.
Okay, we can get the infrastructure list updated accordingly, and also get the site exhibit updated to kind of denote that limits of the sidewalk a little bit more clearly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and several of those comments, I just want to note for the record, were from Mr. Anderson, and if you can just go ahead and identify yourself when you speak, should we ever have to transcribe this meeting. Let's go to planning.
So this is Maggie Gould. So we had a question about ownership for the lot that is labeled 51A. The city's ownership data and the county assessor's ownership data show that not being owned by the city or Yes Housing. And so if we can just get that clarified, please.
You're correct. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, you're correct. This is Ian Anderson. Lot 51A and I believe Lot 50A are owned by Lonnie Yanes, I believe.
Yes.
And so we'll have to get him added to the sign-off sheet.
This is Maggie Gould. Yes, that's correct. He will need to, all of the owners need to sign off. Yes. On the plat. And then we just had a comment. This has kind of tripped up a lot of smaller subdivisions. which is IDO section 53C3B requiring a 20-foot long driveway. So please confirm that your lots as configured are going to allow that driveway section. And then we refer back to transportation comments for access and road details. That's all we have right now. And I also looked through our sketch plat comments from September 29th, and there are not code enforcement comments in the file. So those may have been just given at the meeting.
Sorry, this is Ian Anderson. I know we requested, I guess, code enforcement comments as a follow-up after that sketch plat review. I think we were sent them separately, maybe okay. 2 or 3 weeks after the fact, but I think we have them on hand.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Mr. Anderson. That would be helpful. I know we had likely had a personnel change right about then. We've had some changes in code enforcement staff on DRB. So that would be very helpful. Just to dot all the I's, if Mr. Yazzie is part of this, he should also submit a letter, a signed letter that identifies you as his agent. That would be help. That would be needed to let you act in his behalf.
Okay. This is Ian. We'll go ahead and coordinate with him and try to get you that letter also, along with his sign off on the plat sheet.
That sounds good. And then just note in your comments, you received comments from APS noting strains on the schools. I note that you're not generating a lot of students, but nonetheless, they wanted to make that comment. And then also please note your PNM comments that came in. And I think I was looking at something else for a second there. Ms. Wolfenberger, did you, from your notes, it seems like they need some sign off from NMDOT. Is that correct?
My notes were informational if they were to do any work within DOT right of way.
Okay. So the NMDOT comments talked about wanting to work with the applicant on lot access considerations. Is that something we need to wait for or not?
I think all the lot access, they're not proposing any access to DOT right of way. Isn't that correct?
This is Ian, that is correct.
Okay.
So if they're not proposing any access to DOT right of way, then, and I think they specifically said not to have access, and it seems that there, no coordination would be needed for the current layout.
That sounds good. So.
This is Ian. So we have been coordinating with NMDOT. We are actually using one of their storm inlets as an outfall for our pond. So we have been coordinating with them and will continue to coordinate with them in regards to this plan.
Okay, excellent. You remind me, the pond. So what is your intended treatment for the pond to like stabilize it?
Is that
something what you're kind of talking to Ms. Sommerfeld about a bit?
I know she did comment on that previously too, and we were proposing to, you know, on the 3-to-1 slope, side slopes, use the aggregate riprap, and palm bottom would be seeded per the city standard specs, noted in the DPM. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. And we're kind of clarifying that where, the bottom would be the bottom could have rock for a small pond like this, but the side slopes definitely aggregate. And then ideally the whole thing seeded with the same seed, which we're developing a spec for that seed mix. Currently, we've actually got it. It's just not through final approval. So keep in touch with us on that.
Sounds good. We'll reference that once it comes into effect.
Okay. Would you like, it looks like we're in for a deferral. Do you have a time period?
I'd say maybe 2-week deferral, just to give us some time to go get those signatures.
Okay.
Kind of get everything else updated and in order.
Right, and the conversations with parks and then also we need to get the contextual standards calculations done. So that would be November 17th. Does that sound?
Yeah, I think okay. That should be okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Anderson. Is there a motion to defer item 10 to November 17th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Bell Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 10, PR 2020-3688, preliminary plat 2021-196 to November 17th. And Mr.